subject to some ass-kicking shiznit.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty. Hello.
It's 420.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
The show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Yabba.
Well,
my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness gracious. We've made it. We've made it.
We've made it.
Somehow we've made it across the Mason-Dixon line, and we have survived somehow the many follies involved with moving 1,200 miles. So this
that was intense.
Definitely something. Hi everyone, this is Anthony live from Studio A in the Chicago Midway Airport baggage claim.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live on the Grand in Studio B, Chicago. Anthony plays applause track.
Oh wait, hold on. Do I have an applause track? Hold on. Wait, I can give you a leaf blower. How's the leaf blower? We'll give you the leaf blower. Is that
lovely,
okay?
Lovely.
Whippy, whippy, whip, whack. Betty here. I am your premium, lovable, artificial personality unit. This is episode 299 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, July 8th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and Shyamza Radio. Visit www.shyamza.org. That's Chiampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, just do it now, damn it. All right guys, let's get cracking with the TV segment. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So what's new in your world, Anthony?
Well, first off, does anyone seem to have a Q-tip? I have an itchy ear right now, and it's driving me crazy. It's like, I just want to, like, you know, just jam something in it. And the only thing in the studio here is, in the baggage claim, is, like, this rusty screwdriver. And I really don't want to stick that in my ear hole right now.
No.
But we'll see how that all goes, you know.
You need personal ear groomer.
Personal ear groomer, or I don't know, maybe. Well, I did recently just take a bath out in the puddle, out in the in the arrivals driveway area. So, you know, just kind of, you know, washed up, went back, and now I'm plugged into an outlet and at the baggage claim area, and it's right by a Wi-Fi hotspot. So we're paying like $22 a minute for the Wi-Fi, but it's great.
$22
you know?
A minute?
$22 a minute, something like that. anyway, where was I? So yeah, so we is closed. The house is sold.
Yay.
I no longer own any property in the state of Florida or any of its subsidiaries. That is gone. We is moved. Majority of our shit is with us, and the rest of it needs to get moved up to us and into local storage. But for the most part, you know, furniture, computers, servers, all the important things in life have been moved over and are hanging out, you know, kind of where we are. So it's been an interesting journey. It really has been.
Well, you know.
But, I mean, it hasn't been bad. And in all honesty, it actually went fairly smooth. It was expensive. Moving is expensive. It definitely is. Especially, you know, if you involve storage and movers and other things like that. Which is fine.
Now,
I was okay with
were
that.
Were you able to keep it within budget?
Yeah, actually. Well, what I'm going to do is, while I wait to purchase the permanent studio space, while we are broadcasting from various locations, I think we're going to get like a self-storage unit. There are several around here. And we figure what we'll do is we'll ditch the pod, because the pod is expensive. The pod is like $200. Yes. Yeah, it's expensive. So we can save like a couple $100 if we clear the pod and just go to just a regular storage unit around here. So, yeah, I mean, that can work out and save us some money. And then it actually gives us something that we can like go to. And if we need to retrieve stuff, you know,
you can do so.
We can do so. I might get something a little bit larger than I need, just so it can be kind of spread out a little bit. And hoping that, you know, that way we can get what we need to get. And, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll get it cleared out before we're actually into the house or what have you. Or, well, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
On the last day, we should have an illegal poker game.
An illegal poker in the storage unit?
Yep.
I don't know. Storage units kind of scare me, but not as much as the people in the airport sometimes. So, so I am smoking the Chicago Mints, I believe it is called, or Windy City Mints. Windy City Mints. Yes. That's it.
What does Windy City Mints feel like to you?
It feels like a Windy City going through my butthole. actually, it's pretty good. I think it's a hybrid. I feel like I'm competing with the music here. Hold on. And it could just be me and my high ass. So
I think, to me, the music is at a nice, comfortable volume.
Well, the feed to you from the music and the feed to me of the music are two different feeds. Yeah, so if I turn it up or down, it doesn't affect it on you, really. You don't really hear it. The more you know. Yeah, the more you know. But I'm smoking Windy City Mints. I do like it. I have found it available actually at two locations or two dispensaries in the area. One being Starbuds, B-U-D-Z or B-U-D-S, I can't remember, but Starbuds. They are actually quite nice. They have a quite the selection. And then I have a good old standby Curaleaf, which, funny story, I know we're running late, but who cares? when we first got here, I went to the Curaleaf over in my area in Illinois, and it was funny because as I was going to check out, the bud tender asked me if I wanted to use my points towards my balance. I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? I didn't give any thought of it. I never could use my points in Florida anyway, because you couldn't use points on any type of flower. So like a pre-roll or any type of loose flower or shake or trim or whatever the hell you want to call it, you could not use points. So it was like a $90 order. So I'm like waiting for him to tell me how much I owe. And he's like, you don't... I like got my wallet out. I was getting my debit card out. And he's like, oh, no. No, you're fine. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
He's like, oh no, it was like a $130 order. It was $130.
Okay.
He's like, no,
it's
you're
a hefty,
fine.
Nice,
it's a
order.
Very nice hefty order. No, you're fine. I'm like, what do you mean? I says, how much do I owe? He's like, oh no, you had enough points to cover this. Oh, okay.
Wow.
And then he's like, you have another $90 available to you for more points. So the next time you come in, make sure if you want, you can use those as well.
Wow.
So, I mean, I've been going to Curaleaf for years and never got point. I could never redeem these points that I've been racking. I'm still a VIP member up here and everything, but now I can apply my points towards flower and stuff, which I think is absolutely exciting.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
That is pretty damn cool. Wow. Well, you know, kind of a nice welcome to Chicago kind of way.
Right? You know? I know. Tell me about
it. At the Dispensaria.
Free the weed.
Yes. Well, over here in the Joe Corner, it's summertime, and that means it's nice out, and it's a good time to take walks, and...
There you go.
Yeah, you know, air conditioning has been running.
Oh, yeah.
I have mine set to 76. That seems to be a nice, happy medium.
We're kind of doing random things here because we have separate units, but we got the one in the one room replaced, in the back room replaced.
Okay.
So we now have, and it's it actually, because I'm using, and I'm probably going to curse myself by saying this because I know I will. I have the setup running. I have, and you can probably hear in the background, my air conditioner running.
Yes.
And we have the...
Because you don't have central air.
I don't have central air, yeah. It's an older apartment unit. So it's... And then I have the air... I have a unit in the back and a unit in the front. And the unit in the back was always giving us problems. It was kept tripping it because, I guess, you know, it was plugged into 110 and there was actually a 220 circuit for it. So when I plugged mine in and plugged that in, it kept tripping the circuit. It was horrible. So I worked with the landlord and we got a replacement that plugs into the correct outlet and uses the correct voltage, which will actually save me some money too, because it actually uses less energy when it does it that way. So we, I think we're pretty squared away with that now. Now the entire apartment is at a nice, comfortable level. I wish the one in the living room wasn't so loud, but it is what it is, and life moves on.
Maybe that one won't be turning on as much because it's not...
Yeah, I've set it to a higher temperature now that it seems like the rest of the apartment seems to stay kind of cool at the moment. So,
yeah.
So, I'm sorry. I hijacked your post. Go, please, move forward. Move forward.
That's okay because, here in the Chicago studios, it's been a slow day.
Has it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, it's okay. You know, every once in a while when you have a busy weekend and a busy holiday, you need just a little bit of relaxation and run from the police time.
There you go. Run from those police.
From the police. I am currently smoking Mac 1.
Which
is a hybrid. And it's got a nice THC level, and it makes me silly.
Ooh.
And, you know, it seems to be the one that doesn't... how shall I put it? My body doesn't get, like, tired of it, if that makes sense. And it continues to be effective. So, you know, that's where we are at.
Ooh,
we've got a device. Anthony has a device.
For my back.
It's a comforting device.
It's a cushion. Well, this is a really crappy chair. It's a crappy gaming chair. So even when it's like in the upright position, you're like in this lean back, like 20 degrees position. So if I try to sit up to type or anything like that, unless I want to type like this, but I don't feel like typing from all the way back here because, you know,
no.
See, that's kind of difficult. So I put a pillow behind me so I'm not, like, crouching up in the chair and I can actually, you know, rest my lower back, so...
Gotcha. So, hey, Anthony, do we have any voicemail?
It does not look like it, no. Let me double check. I have that checking. One.
Right. Checking. Checking.
No.
Checking.
We have no voicemails.
Okay. Well, our chat room is open for you, folks. It's at shyampa.org. And our phone lines, I think they're ready for you right now, maybe.
I don't know. You know, that's a really good question. Hold on. Let me try here. Let's see.
Well, I think right now, if you do give us a call at 813-327-8566, you can at least leave us nothing. I'm not sure what you can leave us. Soon it will be ready for you, I think. So get on your celery mobile phone or pearl white slim line push button digital telephone with automatic last number redial.
Celery mobile phone or pearl white slim line push button digital telephone.
Ooh.
With automatic last number.
Yay!
Our phone is working and functional.
Yay!
Our phone is working and functional.
That is awesome.
I don't get flashy lights all over the studio, but it does make a noise here and it rings up on the thing. So you can call us if you want. Absolutely.
In time. So, what you got for us tonight, Anthony, in the weed corner?
All right. So, our first story of the night in the weed corner comes from Marijuana Moment. A new poll obtained by Florida journalists this week shows that the marijuana legalization measure on the state's ballot has a comfortable margin of support to pass in November. Meanwhile, the campaign behind the initiative released a pair of new radio ads as part of its ongoing effort to build support for the proposal. The ads are tied to Independence Day and Florida's celebration of Freedom Month. In July, and Smart and Safe Florida, the campaign behind the ballot measure. Ahead of November's vote on marijuana, Governor Ron DeSantis recently launched a political action committee opposing the reform. As of late last month, however, DeSantis' Florida Freedom Fund has only raised $10,000 in contributions. Not much in contributions for that freedom.
No.
DeSantis has been railing against marijuana measures for a month. He detests marijuana. Most recently arguing falsely that it would protect the right to use cannabis more strongly than the First Amendment protects free speech or the Second Amendment protects gun rights.
Oh, my God.
Right. And again, claiming that the reform has been a failed experiment in states such as Colorado. DeSantis and the Florida GOP argue that Florida's marijuana laws shouldn't go beyond current medical restrictions. Yeah, that's a welcome to the freedom state, right? The freedom state of Florida. The freedom state of Florida.
Freedom.
I should have sent you home with a cable. I think I might have one in a box here somewhere. I can actually probably get it to you quicker now that we live in the same city.
Yes.
All right. Our next story comes from MJ Biz Daily. An Alabama judge has extended a temporary restraining order on the issuance of medical marijuana business licenses and yet another delay to the market's launch. Montgomery County Circuit Judge James Anderson, according to the Alabama Reflector, also instructed the state's Medical Cannabis Commission to begin investigative hearings requested by companies declined licenses in the previous round. The restraining order was pushed by a medical marijuana company seeing one of the state's vertically integrated licenses. Last December, Alabama regulators issued 5 integrated licenses to MMJ companies, and the application and selection process for those integrated licenses sparked lawsuits after the state's first 2 attempts to issue them. Meanwhile, more than 3 years have passed since the governor signed into law the Alabama Compassionate Act, which allowed medical marijuana products for patients suffering from a host of chronic issues. It's only been 3 years. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Back to me. Okay, Anthony. Hey, are you ready? Because it is time for today's fun fact about Chicago. Chicago's first permanent settler in 1779 was Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable, a trapper and merchant credited with building the trading post that evolved into Chicago. With French and African heritage, Du-Sable hailed from Haiti and settled in what was known to become Chicago with his Potawatomi wife, Kitty Hawa. He is honored in Chicago with Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable Lakeshore Drive, Du-Sable Bridge on Michigan Avenue, and the Du-Sable Museum of African American History. This is all from Shoes Chicago. Well, now, wasn't that interesting?
That was exciting.
Right, and that was today's fun fact about Chicago. Just remember, the more you know, and you'll only know by listening to the show. All right, Roger, take it away.
Oh, hi, it's me, Roger, and I am here to tell you about today's National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is July 8th, 2024, and it's National Freezer Pop Day, National Raspberry Day, and, what all you nutty sweet toothers drool over, it's National Chocolate with Almonds Day, yay. Okay, now let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that magically causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe. Push that button, Anthony.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm twiddling. I'm twiddling.
Twiddling awfully fast there. Super twiddler.
ding ding.
Ding ding.
Yeah.
Ding ding. There. New studio setup. It's going to have its share of bugs. You know, we'll have to work them out time goes on.
No problem. It's fun.
Yeah, my throat has been so dry since we've gotten here. Tonight, a random story comes from Channel 10 News out of Miami and tells us about a jealous Florida man who got a little too excited with his Second Amendment rights. It happened just before 3 in the afternoon in the area of Southwest 63rd Avenue and 9th Street outside the Alameda West apartment complex. Police said a man was shot twice at his girlfriend's ex on the sidewalk, missed, and put his gun away before discharged in his pocket. When West Miami police said it's an unusual occurrence in the small city of a little more than 7,000 nestled between Miami and Coral Gables. It's very rare, Pete Delgado, the city's acting police chief, said. This is probably the first actual shooting we've had in over 12 years. The man is expected to be okay. Police said once he gets out of the hospital, he'll be arrested on attempted murder charge. But, you know, hey, that's what happens when you shoot yourself in the nuts. So, yeah. But that's it for your random news. Hang tight. We will be back in a couple of minutes after this short break and after I find the card. Yeah, I got to find the card. Hold on. Where's the card? Where's the card? Where's the card? This needs to be moved. There we go. Okay, fantastic.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
And it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. The next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Captain O.G. Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space with Hawaii getting snow, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes.
You can tell your friends.
You heard it first. And you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines. Because reading is what's news.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and click cue one of those robotic things.
Robotic thing.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Cheyenne Radio. Be sure to visit cheyenne.org, that's CHIAMPA.ORG for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, 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 much more. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago News team, led by Dick White, it's time for your Shyampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not mostly cloudy and 84 degrees, but it feels like 87. The dew point is 68, which is on the muggy side of things. The humidity is at 59%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the south at 9 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness.
Prototypes. The visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Tuesday. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 79. Wednesday, showers possible. Then mostly cloudy with a high near 75. North wind 5 to 15 with gusts as high as 20. And that's your Chicago weather forecast. Okay, Anthony, press the flashing and key with more fiber.
Where is it? Oh, there it is. Flashing key.
And now for the news.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, keep the kink at home, okay? From Portland, Oregon, K-O-I-N. A man on a flight from Chicago earlier this week exposed himself and urinated in the airplane aisle. Federal officials say, Neil McCarthy, 25, was arrested after the American Airlines flight from Chicago to Manchester. New Hampshire was diverted to Buffalo in Niagara International Airport on Wednesday. He was charged with indecent exposure the same day, according to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of New York. A criminal complaint obtained by the associate indicates that Neil told law enforcement he drank several whiskey drinks before boarding the initial flight in Portland, Oregon. He also claimed he drank more during a layover in Chicago. Hey, Chicago represent, woohoo! And suffered from a medical urination problem.
Oh, oh my.
The outlet reported.
So, you know, I get it. Maybe the line was full and, you know, he just couldn't hold it anymore, but I don't know. I think I would just pee in my pants versus just whipping it out.
Or, you know, I would have tried to find, like, a water bottle or something to pee in. Or I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. But, yeah, it's definitely not a great definitely not a great position to be in, that's for sure.
No, no.
No, not at all.
No. But moving on.
Moving on.
You know, I mean, here's a real winner you want in the streets, you know, Anthony?
I like winners.
Yeah, well, KTLA, a man with a suspended license, joined his court Zoom call. Guess how, Anthony?
From an inflatable bus.
Close. He initiated this Zoom call while he was driving.
Oh, that's always great.
The judge and his legal team. Corey was on trial in someplace Michigan on May 15th in a case involving driving with a suspended license.
Oh my goodness.
The assistant public defender, after introducing herself, stated that Corey should be present via Zoom, and almost on cue, Corey joined the call. Immediately, District Judge Cedric noticed that Corey was wearing a seatbelt and that the vehicle he was in was clearly in motion. Visibly astonished, Cedric then asked Corey if he was behind the wheel, and he was like, "Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office."
Corey, oh my goodness!
So just give me 1 second.
Oh my goodness!
Right now. While the judge processed what was going on, the Zoom cameras pivoted toward the public defenders, who looked disappointed and just as bewildered as the judge. Others sitting in the back of the courtroom were seen trying their best to hide their laughter. Eventually, the bemused judge threw his pen on the table, put one hand on his face, and asked Corey if he was stationary. He was not. Upon parking, Corey's legal team requested adjournment of the case for 4 weeks. But Cedric wasn't having it. "Okay, so maybe I don't understand something," the judge said. "This is a driving while license suspended case. And he was driving! And he didn't have a license."
No, that can be a problem. That can be a big problem, yeah.
When the assistant public defender confirmed what he had said, Cedric reviewed Corey's paperwork and briefly mulled over what was likely the easiest decision he would make that day. Corey's bond was revoked, and he was ordered to turn himself in to the county jail by 6 p.m. that evening.
My goodness. My goodness.
Ew.
That's just crazy.
Oh, hey, over there in the UK, watch out for those nine lives. With the United Kingdom's elections on July 4th, Keir Starmer is now set to become the country's new prime minister. But while changes are afoot in the British government, one thing remains constant. Larry the cat,
meow meow,
will continue living at 10 Downing Street, the official residence of the prime minister, according to the Associated Press. For the last 13 years, Larry the Cat has served as the United Kingdom's chief mouser to the Cabinet Office and has made a name for himself. A gray and white tabby believed to be about 16 years old, Larry was first brought to 10 Downing Street in 2011, said the AP. A former stray, he was adopted from the Battersea Dogs and Cats home, said the UK government's official website, after the Prime Minister's official residence was experiencing a rodent infestation.
Oh my.
Since then, Larry, yes, has lived with five prime ministers: David Cameron, Theresa May, Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, and Rishi Sunak. He will soon meet Starmer the sixth. He is officially owned by the staff of 10 Downing Street. Since Larry's adoption, he has remained quite a popular figure. Larry has the press corps at his pod, with photographers snapping photos of him whenever the news is slow or all the time, really, people.
Wow.
And that's a wrap on Joe the News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team, with Dick White leading that one. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
No problem. This segment was sponsored by Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. Just do it. This week on This Way Out, San Franciscan DRC Drollinger's Justice Drag promotes fabulousness. Families of Southern U.S. trans kids make graceful exits. And in other news, Budapest Pride defies Orban's machinery of fear. Hong Kong couples marry in a digital U.S. ceremony. President Biden pardons dishonorably discharged queer U.S. veterans. Texas top court ends pediatric care for state's trans kids. Arkansas Supremes yank X as a gender option on state IDs. And Utah's new law shutters LGBTQ college centers. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 2 minutes after we figure out what Joe was shitting all over in the studio.
Super Chickens, you are listening to Cheyampa Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the internet was originally called the ARPANET, standing for Advanced Research Projects Agency Network, and was designed by the United States Department of Defense? Or how about that Australia was originally called New Holland? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Well, thank you, Dan Moore. That was rather interesting to know. Hello, Roger here. I want you to continue listening to Cheyampa Radio. Did you know my counterpart Betty has her own show? Yep, weekday rush hour with Betty, 6:30 to 10:30 Monday through Friday. Pip, pip. Then make sure you tune into the Joe and Anthony Show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Joe and Anthony always have some antics that involve me. They seem to get off on me shitting on the floor. I don't find it funny, it just happens. No really guys, it just does. Okay, they tell me my time is up, bye for now. You'll hear from me again.
Here's a cute new magic mushroom. Where's the old one?
This is it.
Smells like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
It's new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
Cheyenne Upper Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
My God, it is freezing in this room. I had to adjust the air conditioner. Oh, goodness. Go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Okay.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, and before we continue, it is time for your Cheyampa weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport, KMDW. Hold on, I have to change some of this wording here. There we go. That helps. Next time I won't say Tampa Bay again. We'll say Chicagoland. All right, before we continue, it's time for your Cheyampa weather for Chicagoland from Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 84 degrees. The humidity is sitting at a lovely 53%. Our dew point is currently 65 degrees, and the visibility is about 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 30% chance of showers and storms, mainly before 1 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Tuesday, 30% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. Tuesday night, 50% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 79. Chance of precipitation is 60%. And then Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 66 degrees. That's it for your Cheyampa weather for the Chicagoland area. Now time for some crazy Florida news. And apparently Joe just farted now like a Piper Cub airplane starting.
Oh?
I don't know. Read the scripts.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, too, and I'm like, what is that?
Okay, well.
I don't remember putting that, but I'm sure I did.
That's a you. That's definitely a you statement, not a me statement. All right, well, while Joe goes and farts like a Piper airplane starting up, we're going to start some crazy Florida news. Tonight, the first Florida story comes from the Villages News, our favorite newspaper. The Villages News and tells us about Floridians behaving badly.
And they sure do.
They can, yes. Gary, 58, who lives in the historic side of the Villages, was found hiding in the bushes after his golf cart flipped over around 10 in the morning on the 4th of July at El Camino Real and Carzez Avenue, according to an arrest report for the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. Gate guarded the entrance to the village of Santo Domingo told deputies that she saw Gary driving the cart, which had flipped. The golf cart key was found in his pocket. It appeared the Highlands, New York native had been drinking, and he admitted he had consumed 5 beers. He refused to participate in a field sobriety test. An unopened 99XX Espresso Coffee 99 proof liquor bottle was found in the golf cart center cup holder. An open bottle of 99 pineapple liquor. What the hell are these people drinking? That sounds disgusting.
I know, right?
An open bottle of 99 pineapple liquor was found near the golf cart's brake pedal, which is kind of unusual because there's really not much of a floor space on a golf cart. But anything on the floor and usually just falls right off.
Right.
Gary was transplanted.
Ew.
He was transported and transplanted to the University of Florida Health Emergency Room Clinic at Brownwood for a medical evaluation. While he was there, a deputy noticed that it appeared Gary had urinated in his short.
Aww.
Well, he didn't want to whip it out and piss in the aisle. He refused to provide a breath sample. He was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and hit and run. He was looking for his scroll wheel. He was also booked at the Sumter County Detention Center, where a hold was put on his custody by New York authorities. So I guess he's, it's not the first time he's had issues. Huh. All right, let's move along.
Woohoo!
Our second story of the night comes from WEAR News Channel 3 out of Pensacola, Florida, and tells us about a Florida man who went on a joyride. A stolen forklift led Gulf Breeze police on a slow-speed pursuit across the 3-mile bridge into Pensacola on the 4th of July. Homeless man Joseph, 39, is charged with burglary, grand theft, and resisting arrest. Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne says this kind of incident is a first for his department. Chief Hawthorne says officers were patrolling and quickly noticed the vehicle wasn't near any construction project. Yeah, no shit. Any forklift driving down the road is kind of a crazy thing, right? Dashcam video shows the moment officers caught up with the forklift and a slow pursuit ended at the foot of the bridge near Wayside Park. The suspect is believed to have stolen the forklift from a worksite on Pensacola Beach. Chief Hawthorne said it wasn't reported stolen until after an arrest was made. No one alerted police of the forklift driving down the bridge. I guess nobody really gave a shit. It's Florida. I mean, it's Florida. You see a forklift driving down the, you know, the bridge. That's not much of a surprise, you know.
Right.
So it's just an everyday. It's an everyday thing in Florida. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if I saw a forklift driving down the road, I wouldn't call the police. I'd be like, it's Florida. Just keep driving on my day.
Yeah. They got work to do.
Something's going on, and it ain't involving me. Joseph is in the Escambia County Jail on $51,500 bond. Yeah, he got some expensiveness on that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sexy.
Alrighty. So, this is an interesting sexy one, but I don't know. Maybe the sexy people aren't coming out right now. The closest I could actually find was the urination in the air, on the airplane myself, and I couldn't run that because it wasn't a Florida story. I was hoping it was a Florida story, trust me. Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from NBC News and brings us to a battle about sexy freedom, Florida style.
Sexy freedom.
Serenity 19 filed a federal lawsuit Monday in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Florida, stating that the law violates her First Amendment right to free speech. Two adult entertainment businesses, including the corporation that owns the club where Serenity works, are also plaintiffs in the suit. The law that they are suing over is HB 7063, which is aimed to prevent human trafficking and includes a ban on employing anyone under the age of 21 at adult entertainment businesses. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill in May, but it did not go into effect until Monday. According to the suit, the lack of any type of grandfather clause in the bill has forced these businesses to terminate anyone under the age of 21 immediately. As a result, Serenity lost her job as a new performer at Cafe Risque. The suit alleges that the law violates the right to free speech by restricting Serenity from being able to perform her art and make a living, adding that the state did not consider alternatives that would advance state interest without placing a burden on the First Amendment right. Yeah, see, freedom. That freedom works many different ways. It's kind of funny how that works. The law also prevents legal age adults who are not yet 21 from working in other capacities that do not involve nude entertainment, according to the suit. A corporation called Sensations, which owns an adult store called Exotic Fantasies, joined the suit, alleging that it is labeled as an adult entertainment business by the state, though it does not engage in live entertainment. The store sells adult videos, lingerie, clothing, accessories, and other adult novelty items like dildos and other things. Dildos, Joe. You can buy dildos there.
And you can buy pocket pussies and pocket pussies
and pocket penis. Isn't a pocket penis a dildo?
Well, but it's pocket.
I guess it's pocket size. There you go. Anyway, although all of the employees at Exotic Fantasies are fully clothed at all times, it is subject to the same law. The suit distinguished the store from this type of business, where they may be viewing a pornography on the premises. I know, right? Kylie Mason, the communication director for the state attorney general, told the Associated Press on Tuesday that the office would defend the law. And that's it. Yeah, right. I know. That's your freedom for you. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Let me find my cart button here.
Fuck you, Roger.
Fuck you, Roger. We're going to go into the plethora section now.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. We're there right now.
Yeah, do we want to do it back to you, Betty?
Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too.
Yay!
Why don't you be a part of a new studio experience?
Woo!
You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit
I'm in the chat room right now.
Are you now?
.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yay, so, well, folks, I've had a chance to visit the new Chicago primary studios, and it's quite nice. It's comfy, definitely comfy, cozy.
Definitely cozy is a good word to describe the space limitations, but it works. It works.
Yeah, it works. You've been able to kind of adapt and, you know, figure out some things, and, you know, over time you'll make improvements, you'll do other little things.
But oh, yeah,
now,
absolutely.
You know, this is just a temporary holding.
Yeah, no, it works.
Oh my God!
Now,
you know, I wanted to just talk just a brief moment about the transportation to get out there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, definitely getting a car pickup. I'm not sure if faster is the best way to put it, but I mean that you can take different routes. But now public transit. Especially if you want a little bit more direct, you know, you just got to live with the conditions. And I would have to say, you know, taking public transit, it was pretty smooth.
That's good.
You know, I was able to catch my train to a stop, catch the Orange Line, get off at Midway, catch a bus, and then, you know, it didn't take much time at all once you got past Cicero.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
it didn't seem like it was that much of a hassle for you in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all. So, and then the walk, you know, to the studios was pretty nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's only been a couple blocks, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, good. I'm glad it all worked out, and, you know, things.
And then, folks, the food options in the area, oh, my God.
Yeah, we do have just some delicious. Good items. We do have some good items. We tried pizza from the pizza place. It's all right. It's all right.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of their sausage. They put their sausage in. I mean, I like sausage, but there's a point. Like there's like a size, which is good, you know. And then sometimes it's like you get like pizza where the pizza maker makes like these big like islands of sausage, these big clumps of sausage.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that. I'm like, I'd rather have my sausage a little bit more spread out, smaller, kind of little dabbles around.
Yeah, what's up with that, I wonder?
So, but it was a half and half. The other side looked really good, and if I kind of work around the big chunks of sausage, the pizza's actually pretty decent. So we might have, and they delivered, so, and they only charged me $3 to deliver. No, I don't think they might. They had sandwiches and other things, though.
Oh. You know, because I've been craving an Italian combo sandwich.
Is that the one with the sausage and the Italian beef on it?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Deeped.
There's no hot dog joints by you anymore. They've all dried up and become Starbuckses.
Yeah.
Starbuckses, you know, and whatever else the fancy people shop at nowadays for their regular grind.
Oh, boutiques and, you know, spas.
Lots of spas and boutiques, lots of nail care places. Lots of nail care. And they need those nails
done. Personal care.
All about personal care. That's a shame. You know, that is part of personal care to people.
So, yeah, you know, if you've got a topic you want to discuss about Chicago or Chicago's food or anything, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And,
a hot dog joint is definitely falls underneath personal care.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have a hot dog joint nearby.
I remember when I lived out in the north side of the city, there was was it Gigio's? I can't remember the name of this place, but they did pizza slices.
Okay.
And it was a short walk from my place. It was really nice to go to. They did pizza slices. It took forever, though, because they had the big ovens and you had to get heated up and all that. But they did also really good sandwiches. Oh my God.
There you go.
I ate a lot of Italian combo beef sandwiches. Yeah.
Just pigged out on them. I'm going to have all these Italian beef combo sandwiches.
You know, and that's the beautiful thing about Chicago, though. You've got a lot of food options. Not only for the junk stuff, but, you know, you've got some really good healthy eating and
Fine dining.
Ethnic
dining.
Fancy dining.
Exactly. So, you know, I still need to make it.
Dining.
I need to make it back to Chinatown soon because I want to go back to get some Chinese food. Or there's a sushi place there too. But it's the same Roto sushi type of thing that's up north in Lakeview. So I don't know if I want to go to Chinatown to go to a Roto sushi because I did find a good Chinese restaurant.
I don't know if the one in the north side is open anymore.
It was. When was the last time we were here? It was open not that long ago.
Because I thought the pandemic kind of killed it.
No, it was open when we were here last year.
I know we went. We went.
Mm-hmm.
And I think. Yeah. All right. Well. Huh. In any case, I don't have any of those kinds of. I do have a butterfly sushi, but I haven't been to it. I need to try it out. That would be a nice report.
Maybe Broadway, North Broadway. Time. Yeah, it's still functional.
Still functional.
It is still, and it's actually a little busy according to Google. But yes, it's still functional.
Interesting. Nice.
Yeah, we walked by it last. I think last summer, and it was still functional last summer. And I think I even looked it up. But they have the same thing. It's the sushi plus rotary, and they have the sushi plus rotary sushi in Chinatown as well. So it's a similar one. Of course, Chinatown is so much closer to me than going up to Lakeview. But then it's kind of like when you're in Chinatown, I kind of want to do the Chinese restaurants. But you know, I go to Chinatown maybe more regularly. I'll do the roto sushi there. Maybe the roto sushi in Chinatown is better. Who knows?
You know, I want to do the dim sum. I miss dim sum.
I've never been a fan of dim sum.
Really?
I don't. You know what? I think it was too. All the steamy made things soggy for me. I don't know. It was like, I think, a texture thing with the dim sum for me for some reason. Yeah, I don't know. The texture just didn't work. And you can't get Jody. He spent 3 weeks in China. He won't touch dim sum ever again. Yeah. It's in him. It's a texture thing, too. It's a texture thing.
I think there's a place I like in the new Chinatown Square. I think it's kind of close to the Walgreens that's there. Shit, I'll have to look up the name of it. But folks, wow, we're getting close to...
About 10 seconds of the ugly lights. We haven't gotten a show title. Find a show title.
Well, you know, real quick, here's two show titles I had. Oh, shit, where did it go?
Well, that was real quick.
Here we go. We didn't want to whip it out. He didn't want to whip it out and piss in the aisle. Or whipping it out on a forklift, dancing nude on a Pensacola beach.
Let's do the first one.
He didn't want to whip it out and piss in the aisles.
There you go. All right. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I still can't find my way around the new studio. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Yeah, sounds like you need the new Palmer office chair.
Oh, my
goodness. It knows exactly where to go, and you don't have to leave your seat. Anyway, we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. on Eastern Time Zone, and Traffic with Topper starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditation Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since you're already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in Chicago Radio, Chiampa Radio's Technic-Q audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures? How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned in to Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty new sexy adult store dildonic smart speaker with perpetual thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with bidet and last podcast recall.
Yay for bidet.
And I was just thinking you can control your bidet on your mobile phone. Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
What if your bidet gets hacked? How do you deal with a hacked bidet?
Well, you just manually, for now, turn off the water.
I see. Yes. Okay. I'm a little curious on that one.
Well, because, you know, I think it would probably be best to just, you know...
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a Bluetooth connection.
It's a good question.
If it's just Bluetooth, that's fine. I mean, I don't think there's anybody close by that's trying to hack your toilet.
You never know. The Russians do strange things. They like to do strange things.
Anybody could do strange things.
This is also very true. Very, very true.
You could have some Chinese here. You could have some Russians here. You could have some North Koreans here.
Oh, the North Koreans too. We forget about the North Koreans, but they are definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Yes.
I'm wonderfully high right now, and that's good. We really enjoy things like that. That's what freedom is all about. And we're getting comfortable and kind of getting settled in here. So we'll be coming back more regularly, hopefully following our every other week schedule. And I'll still do the Florida news. I might go back to doing the Florida weather. I'm not sure. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, driving your forklift across the bridge while half naked under the age of 21 is freedom. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a K for Cold Pop Hobia.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a me.
That's the fear of genitals.
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.